Welcome to another edition of Your Health with MU Healthcare on AM 1340 KXEO. Joining me today is Dr. Camilo Gomez, neurologist here at MU Healthcare. And this month is May, and it is Stroke Awareness Month. And we'll just kind of get right into to talking about what are some of the signs of stroke, if you would.
Generally speaking, anything that affects the cerebral circulation suddenly is capable of producing symptoms that could be construed as a stroke. Sudden onset of problems with the vision, sudden onset of problems with the speech or language, sudden onset with weakness of one side of the body or the other, sudden onset of numbness on one side or the other, a sudden, rather unexplained and atypical headache, a sudden onset of dizziness or difficulties with balance. The critical aspect of it is the suddenness. If you look at everything that I have said, the common denominator is that some very rapid, sudden change from being normal or at baseline to having some type of neurologic symptom that is unexplained. And I think that is the critical aspect that people need to be aware of when it comes to the symptoms of stroke.
If you start realizing these symptoms in yourself or somebody else, what should you do? What are the processes that you should take?
The answer to that question is actually very simple. All you have to do is dial 911. Nothing else. You should not call your neighbor. You should not call your doctor. You should not call me or anybody else. You should get on the phone and dial 911. You certainly should not get in your car and drive. Because the treatment of stroke, if in fact that's what the person is having, is time dependent, and therefore the quicker you can get to the place where you can be taken care of, the better the chances that you're going to have a good outcome, and that things will be available to you for treatment that otherwise would not be available. There's a tendency to call your own doctor, and I think it's a mistake. People don't understand that doctors' offices are not the place to handle an emergency. They don't have the equipment, they don't have the environment to deal with these emergencies. And people who get into trouble in their doctor's waiting area, on their doctor's office, or they go with a true emergency, what does the doctor do? They dial 911 and get an ambulance to take them to the local emergency department. So rather than wasting all this time on this, the answer is very simple. Dial 911. Do not wait.
Do we know what are some of the things that cause stroke and maybe some things that we could do to prevent that?
Yes, sir, we do. We know that there are risk factors for stroke. We know that strokes do not occur by accident. Those of us who are specialists in the management of stroke, we are sort of stroke profilers. We find the individuals that have the risk factors, identify those attributes, and sometimes it's easy to deal with them before they cause a catastrophic stroke. Sometimes it isn't, but sometimes it is. Some of the risk factors for stroke cannot be modified. For example, we can't change our age. We all keep aging. It's all downhill after kindergarten. And we can't change our gender, and we can't change our families, the genetics of our families. But there are things that we can change, that we can do good for ourselves. Smoking is a risk factor for stroke, so people should not smoke. Hypertension, high blood pressure, when it goes untreated, it's a major risk factor for stroke. Diabetes, uncontrolled diabetes, is a major risk factor for stroke. Cholesterol, when it's really uncontrolled, is also a risk factor for stroke. All of these are, as a group, risk factors that can promote atherosclerosis, which is the hardening of the arteries, the formation of blockages and plaques that block the arteries. And when we find these after the high blood pressure has been treated, the diabetes has been controlled, if we find blocked arteries, we can treat them. We can unblock them. We can open the blood flow to the brain. And we can reduce the risk of stroke. We can put stents. Just like people have stents put in their coronaries in the heart, we can put stents in the brain arteries. We can treat aneurysms, small outpouchings that can rupture and cause brain hemorrhages, which are a form of stroke, we can treat those also with minimally invasive techniques, sometimes under local anesthesia. So I think that the advances that we have seen in technology and medicine over the last 40 years or so that I've been practicing are very much available to us here at the University of Missouri Medical Center. And we have a comprehensive stroke center, which by definition is we have all of the components of the care of the stroke individual, all the way from prevention through rehabilitation, going through treatment. We have a multifaceted approach. We have specialists from multiple walks of life, if you will, that provide insight into the management of patients with stroke of various types. And that is what gives us the very multidimensional approach to the patients that we treat.
Certainly. I was wondering, can people fully rehabilitate after they've suffered a stroke?
Absolutely. I think that the majority of patients that we have with stroke at the present time, they can end up being rehabilitated to a major degree, and they can do very well. The key, though, is number one, prevention, trying to avoid as much as possible that catastrophic event. And number two, if symptoms of stroke occur, come to our the emergency department as quickly as possible in order for us to be able to apply the techniques that are life-saving. And that reduces the amount of injury to the brain in many cases and leads to an ease of rehabilitation that can reincorporate patients to a relatively good quality of life.
Very good. And with it being Stroke Awareness Month, is there any one main message that you would like people to be aware of this month?
Stroke is important. It still affects about 800,000 people in our country every year. It is a major source of disability, and yet it is very preventable and it is very treatable, quite successful. I think that the management of stroke and the prevention of stroke requires expertise, individuals whose sole purpose is to actually take care of patients like this. We have those here at the University of Missouri. We have a group of people with whom I am fortunate to work with that are extremely competent and capable and can deliver the care at a level that is the highest that is available in our community.
Understand. People can check things out at muhealthcare.com if they want to know more about stroke awareness. And I certainly appreciate your time here today, Doctor.
No problem. Anything you can do.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Camilo Gomez, neurologist here at MU Healthcare, on Your Health with MU Healthcare on KXEO.